In West Indianapolis, born and raised on the Nintendo is where I spent most of my days. Alright.
Playing some Q-Bert and rapping all Mario, then a couple of guys, they were up to no good. Introduced Sega to my neighborhood. I got in one little
Oh
fight.
no.
My mom got scared. She said, "You're moving on to Commodore 64 in Europe."
Wait a minute, wait a
Purple
minute.
Turtles.
Wait a
What?
minute. Kids bring Sega in the neighborhood, and your mom says, "Now you have to play the Commodore." She's downgrading you?
Welcome to episode 87 of One More Podcastle, part of the Retroids.com podcast network. My name is Eric Bailey. I'm a little teapot, and I am the editor-in-chief of OneMoreCastle.com.
My name's Jason Lamb, resident Canadian, and I love pickles.
And I'm DJ Norm, and I just got Google Fiber.
Which is far superior to the normal kind of fiber, although both introduce a much smoother flow.
Yes. Better than Metamucil.
So, speaking of Metamucil, Hunter is not with us tonight. He had some dumb little excuse. I don't even know. I think he's just lazy. So we have Norm Caruso, the gaming historian here. Norm, you want to tell our audience who the heck you are?
Yeah. My name's Norman, a.k.a. the gaming historian. I have a show on YouTube called The Gaming Historian, where talk about the history of video games. I recently did a video on the Virtual Boy and also debunked that stupid Atari landfill myth. So you should check that out as well. You know, they recently dug up
controversy.
Yeah, they dug up all those cartridges. So that's a me.
That's a me, Norman. DJ Norm.
Yeah.
Good to have you, Norm.
Thank you. This is my second episode, and
it's
I believe
been a while.
Last time we talked about the fighting cheap cheeps.
Yes.
Yes.
I still want that shirt.
I'm so glad you brought that up, and specifically the idea of it being a shirt, because that dream is getting closer to reality.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh man, it's gonna be. It looks good.
How much do I get paid per shirt for royalties?
You get paid twice as much per shirt sold as the rate we gave you per podcast listen on the last episode you were on.
That's a lot of money.
Twice as much, man. I'm telling you. We spare no expense here in the castle.
Yeah.
Also, Norm, I have to say, what scent is that body wash of yours? Because it smells great.
This is Costco Citrus.
Mm.
House brand.
Yeah.
That's you have a fun odor, my brother.
I'm a humble guy. I keep it simple.
That's how it's supposed to be. Speaking of keeping it humble, have you guys played any old video games lately? Or
boy, have I.
Yeah? Tell us all about it.
I've been playing Mischief Makers.
Shake, shake. Love that game.
Yeah. I never played it when it came out, and I've had it for a while, so I decided to play it, and it's a strange game. You do have to shake a lot of things.
It's extremely Japanese.
Yeah, but it's good. It's a good game.
Very good. Very good. It's a platforming masterpiece. Jason, have you ever played Mischief Makers?
I have not.
Is anyone surprised?
No.
Anyone?
I know.
Those 64-bit... side-scrolling platformers, your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I like Gohan. Or Go... Not Gohan. Go... Damn it. Mystical Ninja.
Oh, Goemon.
Go damn it. The Mystical Ninja.
Yeah.
Gohan, yeah.
Yes.
Wow. That's good, Jason. Good for you.
That's really cool.
Have you been playing anything, Jason?
I have. I played. I actually did play a side scroller. I was playing some Jazz Jackrabbit.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Was it the holiday edition by any chance?
No, I played the original.
Oh.
But
okay.
I figured out why I like it more than traditional platformers.
So, okay, for anyone who doesn't know, Jason is basically saying he likes Jazz Jackrabbit definitely better than Mega Man, and he's
Yes.
about to explain why, which
Yes.
I personally am really looking forward to hearing this.
Yes.
Yes, please explain.
But I'm going to compare it to Sonic instead, because I also
Oh,
dislike Sonic.
Lord.
Jazz Jackrabbit is just as fast as Sonic, but on top of that, he's got a sweet gun.
So you must like Shadow the Hedgehog too, then.
Are we talking the PS2 Shadow the Hedgehog?
Yeah, 'cause he had a gun and he's fast.
That's
Basically,
true.
Sonic with a gun. I mean,
Yeah, and
let's
it
be
will bring it
honest.
a step higher. Metal Sonic is the best because he's Sonic plus a robot, and robots trump everything.
Mega Man is a robot.
Mega
Yeah.
Man's lame.
Your logic is faulty here.
It is. I think Mega Man's lame though. So,
It's
sorry, I
inconsistent at the
shouldn't say that.
very
I li
least.
again, I do like the Battle Network games.
Battle Network?
Yeah, man, Battle Network. Some sweet strategy.
Why don't you like Mega Man?
I just don't. I just never got into it.
Why? It's so simple and beautiful and
Just got bored. I don't know.
you got bored?
Yeah.
There's so much action going on.
It's just, I don't know, just Mega Man. It's like, again, we've determined it's just basically blue characters I hate. Mega Man, Sonic. I'm a blue racist.
I
A
see.
blue racist.
A bluesist.
Okay,
Yes.
here's the thing. I mean, the Battle Network games are. I've played one. They're fun. They're good. Whatever. But
They're great.
Mega Man is boring. It's like the most distilled pure action game franchise of all
I
time.
know.
It's like meh.
And it bores me.
This is so awesome. I am underwhelmed. You're a strange duck, Jason Lamb.
8 unique robot masters. I'm so bored with this game.
Still bored with
Unique levels, yeah.
I'd rather
Yeah, whatever.
be lowering the tax rate by 0.2% for this next sim year.
Man, I love my Sims.
I'm gonna
I love
adjust the
simulating
ticket
things.
price by a quarter on my coaster.
Maybe Jason liked Wall Street Kid.
If you haven't played Wall Street Kid, you probably should.
I haven't. I'm going
He'd
to.
love it.
It, in my opinion, it's a little bit better than Casino Kid.
All right. I haven't played that either. So I just play anything in the kid franchise?
Probably, well, not except Battle Kid. You shouldn't play Battle Kid.
Okay.
Definitely not.
Wall Street Kid it
You don't
is.
like Battle Kid?
I do, but Jason wouldn't.
Oh, he definitely
As
would not like Battle Kid. You're
right.
right.
He, yeah. If he doesn't like Mega Man, I mean,
It'd be way too boring.
way too. Wow. Way too
Sorry,
boring.
guys. I calls it as I sees it.
That's all right.
You know
Hey, you
what?
keep it real. We
Yeah.
need more of that online.
That's true. I mean, you provide balance to this show. You're like
I
Fox
do.
News, fair and
Oh, no.
balanced.
No.
Yes,
That's even
yes.
more upsetting because I'm
You
Canadian.
are the Fox News of retro gaming.
Oh,
That's what I've
no.
decided tonight.
When you introduce yourself, you should say, "I'm Jason, and you are now in the no spin zone."
Because he hates Sonic. Of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, there you go. No spinning.
You are in the no spin ball zone. I feel like no
Damn it.
spin zone is a Sonic level too. I mean, this is getting way too meta for me. No
This
spin
is
zone, Act Two.
Bill O'Reilly is Sonic. Or
Dr.
Knuckles.
O'Reilly Nick.
Dr. Robotnik is Bill O'Reilly.
Damn it. It just makes too much sense.
See, the balance is, I mean, you played Jazz, whatever, John Bunny, and
Yeah.
Norman brought Mischief Makers, so awesome, okay. Harmon. Why the. Okay.
It's back.
I played Time Splitters 2 on GameCube. That's
Nice.
what I've been playing this week. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I love that game.
I think it suffers a little bit from the early console first person shooter trope of like not making it real clear what you're supposed to be doing
Right.
or like where to go. Not
Fair
that I
enough.
need my hand held. I mean, I just wish there was sometimes a more efficient way to figure out the next checkpoint than literally, let's travel the entire level so you can figure out.
And the controls aren't the best.
Yeah, they're not bad though. At least it has dual analog.
That's true.
It's no GoldenEye.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, GoldenEye on 64.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could play dual analog on 64 though. You just need two controllers.
Oh.
It's possible. It's kind of strange. I actually still prefer to GM it on the one. But yeah, Time Splitters 2, it's good. I'm playing through arcade and like the challenges. Nice. I'm the kind of nerd. I'll build my own map in Map Maker, play some, get some bots on that.
That's the way to do it.
I made one. It's just a long hallway. Like, I made the longest, thinnest hallway I could. Then at each end is a room. That's it.
All those Time Splitters games are really good.
Yeah.
I enjoy all of them.
I mean, it's made by the same team at Rare, you know? It's the same like generational legacy going on. If you like Perfect Dark, slip right in.
I really wish they made a new one.
Yeah.
They're making a fan one.
Yeah? Really?
Yeah, there's a fan group making one.
I did not know this.
Yeah, because the developer was bought out by Crytek, who make Crysis.
Mm. Yeah.
And they're not really sure what they're doing with the franchise. So there's a fan group making Time Splitters 4.
You really are the Fox News of retro gaming. Just bringing us the news. There it is.
I hate you.
Yep.
Okay, if you don't want to be a fox, we can make you a hedgehog instead, but I figured you don't really like hedgehogs, so...
Soon he'll be asking for Shigeru Miyamoto's birth certificate.
Oh. Can we extend this analogy further?
The whole episode.
Do it live!
The whole episode.
Killing me.
Okay. Let's, before we cause Jason to quit entirely, as much as we would all appreciate that. Let's go to our listener email discussion question. It goes like this. Hello, boys. As you're almost certainly not aware, one of the things I like to do is record videos of myself playing games and putting them on my website. Sure, a lot of people do this, but how I do it is a little different. I call it the Game Over Yeah Project. Google it. And the premise is that I play each game until I lose a life. No cheating, no practicing, no changing the default options. I don't even read the manual or look up the controls. Many of the games I play, I've never even played before. Once I die for the first time, game over, yeah! This is me talking, not the email. I like this concept. It actually is a cool website, as other users can contribute, if I understand, possibly. Maybe I shouldn't say it till I'm sure. But I like it because I actually used to play games that way. Like, I'd play old Nintendo games, or new to me at the time. And when I would die, I would get so frustrated, I would turn it off. So I feel like I should really try this format, because I might really like it.
So, wait, anyway, it's possible an episode could last, like, 15 seconds, because what if he dies
real
in the first stage?
Yeah, I think it's great. I mean... Who wants to watch a 3-hour let's play of some game that takes forever and goes through several lives?
That's true.
Let's have some bite-sized clip chunks instead. I'd like to see someone play Contra for the first time, because I can't ever do that again. You know? I'd watch that. Maybe that's just me. But the email actually does have a question. Anyway, the question I have is this. Which game do you think you would be able to complete on a single life? I have yet to manage this for my video project, although have done it in the past. I even completed all 4 original Sonic games, one after the other, without losing a life once, but then again, they're pretty easy. Additionally, which game do you think would be the hardest to complete on a single life? I've played a few where I've literally only lasted seconds, Dragon's Lair on the NES, for example. There you go, Norm. Keep up the good work, DK. That's at DEKAY01 on the Twitters.
Interesting question.
Yeah, what do you guys think? A game you could complete on one life.
I'd say it'd have to be an older game, retro game.
Yeah.
Because it'd have to be a short game. That's a tough question.
I think I have a solid shot at Super Mario Brothers 3.
That, yeah, I would agree with that.
Get the warp whistles, pick up a couple P-Wings, not even difficult.
And play it cool.
Play cool like you own the joint. I would have said The Little Mermaid on NES, but I tried playing that like a year and a half ago and actually died a couple times. Surprisingly, not the easiest game. Kind of like Barbie. Have you ever tried playing Barbie? That's a super tough game.
That is
partially because
tough game.
It's impossible to figure out what to do, and it's kind of ludicrous in how you execute certain things, but super hard, yeah. Man, what else? Is there anything else I could beat in one life? It's kind of an interesting way to phrase that question. It's like, well, I've never done it ever in all my attempts.
Yeah.
How about you guys?
I'm going to say...
not that good of a gamer.
I think I could do it with a first-person shooter.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one?
I'd have to take it really slowly, though.
That's fine.
Like, I think I could do it with maybe a... maybe No One Lives Forever, or... I can tell you, I definitely couldn't go through Doom in one life.
Yeah. If Tetris Attack counts in the story mode, or the versus story, or whatever it is, I can beat that on very hard without losing a single character.
Does Dr. Mario count?
Ooh, you're pretty good at Dr. Mario there, Caruso?
I don't want to brag, but...
All right, well, you can brag.
I think I talked about Dr. Mario on my last episode here.
Oh, yeah, I didn't bother.
How much I loved it. Do you remember that?
No.
How it's better than Tetris?
Ooh. It is a better multiplayer game.
Mm-hmm.
I could get through all of Left 4 Dead without dying once.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm. Okay, cool. I can beat Captain Skyhawk without dying. If
no.
I'm allowed to use the invincibility code.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, because otherwise...
Okay, I know a game.
Yeah?
I would say Puss in Boots on the NES. I bet I could do that without dying.
Huh.
You ever played that game?
I have a foggy memory. I keep trying to think of Rockin' Cats when I try and think of Puss in Boots. I'd have to play it.
It's a platformer, but yeah, I'm pretty sure it was intended for very, very young children, so that's probably the only reason why I could beat it without dying.
Yeah, it has like the washed out color theme of the Tom Sawyer game. Yeah, they like really okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh. There's a bunch of edutainment games I could do in a life.
Yeah. Mario is missing. I don't think can die.
Like that.
I don't think you can die.
Can you die in those?
Fisher-Price Firehouse Rescue actually does have a time limit, though. So be careful out there,
all right.
Firehouse Rescuers. I'm going to look at my shelf here. Let's see. No, not Bionic Commando, not Contra. I might be able to beat the Flintstones. Not the rare one, but the rescue of Dino and Hoppy. Dino and Hoppy. I think I might be able to beat that one. Kung Fu, maybe. I've done it before. Like, one loop. Not Punch-Out, no. Not Ghosts and Goblins, ever. Oh, Silver Surfer. That's not hard at all.
No, not at all.
It's real.
How about Mega Man?
Ooh.
No. Ooh. Oh, no, I'm not. No.
Jason probably fall asleep and drop the controller.
Yeah.
Yeah, just... you know. Beat the fourth robot master, yawn. No, I was the kid who would have to play like several nights in a row writing down passwords to beat Mega Man.
Yeah. Space yourself.
Next question. Hardest game to complete on one life. I mean, gosh, there's a lot of choices for that. A lot.
I'm going to say Rebel Assault.
Wow, you just came right out and said
that one. It's a kind of... I don't know if it's like a... It came out in 93. It was the first CD-ROM-only game by LucasArts.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the hardest things I've ever played. I think I beat it once. There were levels where you just couldn't beat them.
I think Jason thought of that a long time ago. He's been saving
that.
Yeah,
that's kind of creepy.
I hate that game.
Eerie. Norm, any thoughts for your computer?
Hardest game to beat on one life?
Yeah.
Gosh. Well... the guy mentioned Dragon's Lair. That game's ridiculously hard.
Yeah,
though the NES one specifically.
Yeah. Oof.
Silver Surfer?
I think that's a contender.
That's got to be up there.
Like, there's two categories here. There's games that are just like ultra difficult, and then there's games that naturally you're just supposed to die several times throughout the course of the game.
I wonder if there's. I'm trying to think of a game where you actually have to die.
That's what I'm trying to think of. But I'm having some struggles here thinking of that.
Let's meld our minds together.
Sounds good. Put your brain in me.
This podcast is at a whole new level now.
You're blowing my mind right now.
Oh my. By the way, that shirt is great, Eric.
You like that?
I'm a fun guy.
That's me.
Mushroom walks into a bar. Bartender says, "You're not welcome here." And he says, "Why not? I'm a fun guy."
Genuinely never heard that. Thanks for
really
giving me the joke version of my shirt. Yeah, I just thought it, I just like to play on words.
Hey, I thought you owned the shirt. You would.
Yeah.
So you're just a big phony.
No, I'm a fun guy.
Way
different than
okay.
Phony. What is a phony? Anyway?
Why not? I'm a phony.
Is that like a fake knee? Phony.
It's like a pony. Like a fake pony.
That's a brony, my friend.
Oh. You're gonna offend some people.
You are.
I'm okay with offending people. I think life should not be lived in such a way that you never offend anyone. That'd be silly. I mean, we could all sit in a plain white room with padded walls, never hurting ourselves, but I think life is worth a little risk. Put yourself out there. Offend somebody. Yeah. Do it. Thanks for the listener email discussion question there.
You made us think. Definitely.
You made us think and go way off the rails. Man, is there a game where you have to die? This is going to kill me.
This is going to keep you up at night, isn't it?
Maybe that's ironic. What? What was that, what? Jason? What?
No.
No, I don't think there is. It just kind of defeats the purpose. I'd say a modern game where you have to die a lot is Hotline Miami. I can't imagine not dying.
Oh, that's a great, great example.
That
game is built around trial and error.
Yeah. That's the only remotely close to the idea we're trying to come up with game I can think of. And if you've never played it, I highly recommend it. Hotline Miami. I'm really excited for the sequel. That might be the only game where me and Jason share a mutual fondness for, which is hilarious because Hunter doesn't like it.
No.
What is wrong with you?
What a crazy.
So I think before we go to music break, we should make fun of Hunter because this is our prime opportunity.
Hunter, you're a dick.
Perfect.
Hope he leaves that in.
Yeah, Norm doesn't even have to ever come back again. He can say whatever he wants. There's no reprisal possibility there.
Yeah. What's he going to do? Find me and knock on my door? Oh, yeah. He might. He might, actually.
He's kind of
creepy.
He
is
like
the Hunter.
Wow. Okay, I think we're done here. Music break! that was 1994 Street Fighter 2 by Scott Zylo. I think he's our first artist to feature 2 weeks in a row. Somewhat just because I really like him personally. I mean, let's face it, that right there was some ambient goodness. Smooth listening for smooth ears. Hope you enjoyed that. You can download that track. We'll have a link on the podcast episode page on onemorecastle.com. He's cool enough to offer it as a free download or as like a buy. You can name your own price. Support the guy. Give him a buck or two. Just please do it. It's worth it. Speaking of worth it, it's time for the best part of the show, the Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
For anyone who doesn't know, this is the part of the show where each of us has secretly chosen an old video game. We'll have 1 minute to introduce our pick, and then we're going to spend the rest of the episode arguing about who picked the best game. This is typically when our discussions get the most heated and unpredictable. But the best part is that you, the listener or viewer, get to vote for your favorite of the three in a poll on the podcast episode page when it goes up on onemorecastle.com. Now, 2 episodes ago, the winner was me again! The theme was games that never got a sequel, and Ristar in episode 85, or Ristar, as some of you insist on pronouncing it, beating out Skitchen and Mail Order Monster. I doubled your guys' votes combined. So,
well,
quite a victory there, I must say.
I would have chosen Ristar myself.
Thank you, Norm. It was.
Why would you want a remake of that?
By far, it wasn't a remake week. It was games that never got a sequel. I would love a sequel.
There's a reason.
Love it on Wii U. I mean, oh man.
Ooh, he said there's
a
reason.
I'm sure
the Wii U. Ooh. Mm.
Where there's a
I'm sure the Wii U would love a sequel to anything right now.
Okay. We're not going to open up that old wound, but tonight's theme is Screw Themes. It's a special guest free-for-all. We have a grand tradition here on the One More Podcast, so where whenever we have a special guest, we just say, hey, pick whatever old video game you want. So this should be exciting. And traditionally, Jason is our timekeeper, giving us a 1 minute limit on the introductions. And I think I'm ready. I'm not entirely ready. I didn't script an intro, but I know the game, so.
And I'd like to point out that I won the last time I was on the show.
That's another tradition on the One More Podcast. It's a special guest almost always wins.
Norm,
I will say the one time someone did lose is when they came back. So I think the novelty of a return visitor being reduced since it's not the first time. There's a chance you're going down tonight, buddy.
Uh-oh.
Sport, Tiger, Champ. Mm-hmm. Let's do this.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Sure.
You may begin.
Developed by David A. Palmer Productions and produced by Crave, this title is part of one of my all-time favorite gaming franchises. It's Earthworm Jim, Menace to the Galaxy for Game Boy Color. Now, the two people who have ever played this game may hear that and think, but Eric, I don't remember that game being all that great. To which I would say, you know, Earthworm Jim, Menace to the Galaxy is one of those, it's so bad it's a good game. It's the Plan 9 from outer space of video games. It's the Rebecca Black's Friday of video games. I mean, if you wanted a side-scrolling action platformer from 1999 that plays like an LJN 8-bit game from 1987, this is the game for you. The level design looks like it was barfed up by Beetlejuice. The soundtrack is the most annoying thing in the world. It's Earthworm Jim, Menace to the Galaxy, Game Boy Color. So charming.
Wow.
You went with a wild card there.
Yeah.
The wildest card. I mean, this one doesn't just wear lampshades at parties. He plugs in the vacuum cleaner and goes to town on those nachos. Wildest card. Crumbs everywhere. You want nachos? They're crummy. Chips, man. Tortilla chips? Mm-hmm.
All right.
Jason, can we trust you to time yourself?
We can not. So here we go. Time. Did you like 1999? Did you like first-person shooters? Did you like your PC? Did you like the fact that you could blow someone up into a million pieces with a rocket launcher? If you answered yes to any of the questions above, then may I recommend Unreal Tournament for the PC platform, featuring such wonderful game modes as Deathmatch and Capture the Flag. This game was the main competitor of Quake, 30 seconds, and was developed by Epic Games. Also ported to the Dreamcast and PlayStation 2, you'd have to be insane to play it on a console, because it was just so darn fast. That's Unreal Tournament for the PC console, and I brought it because they announced a sequel today. Aw, yeah.
Nice. That's... Wow!
I loved the 30-second interjection in the middle.
That was
that's honesty.
In 87 episodes, I don't think he's ever done that.
No, I haven't.
And he's still eating the fruit.
Yeah, man. It's so good.
It's the little things, I guess.
Are you ready, Norman?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
All right. You may begin.
Okay, so since Eric went a little wild card on us, I'm going to go a little wild card on you. And in honor of...
Oh no!
My beautiful cat sitting in my lap right now as I do this podcast. I'm gonna talk about a game. It's a beat 'em up specifically, where you're not trying to rescue a damsel in distress. You're not trying to get all the treasure. This is a game called Growl. It's for the arcades and it came out for the Sega Genesis as well. It's by Taito. You are basically a fake Indiana Jones looking guy, and you get mad because a bunch of hunters are herding the wild animals, and you go on a rampage killing all these people, and you can throw grenades and people blow up in chunks. It's the game that PETA loves, and you should play it.
Alright.
Wow, guys, wow.
And what was it called?
It's called Growl.
Growl. Alright.
You gotta check it out. I went with the wild card.
I like it. You definitely took Hunter's place, maybe a little too literally. You actually mentioned Hunter in your game. But yeah. There had to be a Sega fanboy, so we have a...
I'm pretty confident in my choice.
Why? It's not great.
Have you ever played
Who's heard of it? No, I actually have it. I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to sit here and try.
You got
to
play
like
it.
I know it. No,
it's such a unique experience.
I'm going to look up a gameplay video for it right now.
Go ahead.
And if it looks legitimately good, I will let you know.
Yeah. Arcade version's probably the best.
Of course. You know, my game, never even in arcades. It was portable exclusive.
Wow.
I didn't even know they made a Menace to the Galaxy game.
Oh, yes! Earthworm Jim 2? Oh, and it's not Earthworm Jim 2, Menace to the Galaxy.
No, it's...
Earthworm Jim, Menace to the Galaxy. Numeral 2. Yeah. That's right, okay. Growl. I'll even look up the arcade version.
It's by Taito, and you can even play it on the PS2, actually.
Oh.
That Taito Legends, that compilation. I think it's on there.
Okay, I'm going to say something that would make hardcore old school gamers like be like, boo, whatever. I love Taito and their legacy. But games like Growl are the reason they have faded from prominence. I mean, they're still making like a mobile game here and there and hinging on their Space Invaders popularity for as long as they can bleed that out.
How could you?
It's a dead company, man. It's because of choices like Growl.
Wait a minute. Didn't Taito do Bust a Move?
Yeah, they made some classics. They made some of the best NES platformers. Like, they came late on the scene of 8-bit development and was like, whoa, let's blow you away with what we can do.
Little Samson.
That would be the two words I was thinking of, yeah. That is a masterpieceful game.
Panic
masterpieceful
Restaurant.
Not even... Yeah, also very good. But Growl? Why is it called Growl?
Because you're defending the animals. Growl.
That's a strange... I'm watching a lion jumping around eating people. It looks like the enemies are Middle Eastern, so that's kind of racist.
What?
Oh, the game is now giving me the finger. That's wonderful. I like how the guy... Okay. I'm watching a man who has a large automatic rifle.
Yeah.
With a bayonet on it. Like, he could stab people if he wanted to, but instead he beats them with the butt of the gun, which seems terribly inefficient.
Yeah, it's hardcore.
I'm guessing the one off-color barrel in the row of barrels is the Oh, yep, that's the explosive one. Yeah, that's a classic gaming trope right there. Let's palette swap the one item you can interact with in the foreground. Wow, these sprite animations are surprisingly under... What year was this arcade game made?
Wait a minute, can we look at footage of your game?
Yeah.
Please do.
Earthworm Jim on the Game Boy Color.
Menace to the Galaxy. Okay, the graphics are so bad. Okay, Earthworm Jim, there's no color to his outfit in this version. Like, there's no blue, there's no collar, no glove. It looks like he's wearing a toddler's onesie. It's wonderfully
awful. It's a unitard.
The whole game is an exercise in comedic perfection. I mean, okay. The developer of this game, David A. Palmer, first of all, who the balls is David A. Palmer? First of all. Secondly, he approaches the game like he has no idea who Earthworm Jim is. Like, if you've played Earthworm Jim and Earthworm Jim 2, you get a certain sense for the kitsch and the canon of Earthworm Jim. I mean, you're in space, you're crazy intergalactic, play on words, titled enemies, just whimsical environments. In Earthworm Jim Menace to the Galaxy, I'm not kidding. It starts with Earthworm Jim emerging from a seedy hotel. And you're walking around an environment with no enemies, like, wondering what the crap you're supposed to do next. Like, bouncing off of trash cans. And
Why did you select this? Did you just pick a terrible game?
But it's so terrible, it's hilarious and great. Like, have you ever watched a movie that's so bad it's good?
This is perhaps the worst game brought to the podcast.
No. See, I know! I'm going for the extreme here! Like, you come on! It's like playing Nine from Outer Space. You watch it knowing it's awful, and you laugh at it, you enjoy it. It's a bonding experience. Did I say bombing experience? It's a bonding experience. And a bombing one. It bombs, too.
You know what? It's... At least with the movie, it's a set small period of time, relatively. You can enjoy it with friends. This will take hours.
Play it for even less time. You can die, I think, in the second level. So, I mean, it's pretty quick.
Why would I pay money?
Like, the first few levels, there are parts of this level that you cannot tell if you can interact with or not. Like, there are, like, platforms that look exactly the same, but some of them you fall through because they're in the background, and some of them you stand on. That happens. This is one of those games. You can't tell what you can jump
I just want to point out about your game. It takes away one of the best things about Earthworm Jim, and that was that cartoon style.
Yeah. Like his
this just looks terrible.
Like his blaster, that classic looking, like 1950s sci-fi, everything in space ray gun looking thing. The Game Boy is so graphically limited in its resolution. It looks like he's just wielding a pistol. Like it looks like some buff, thin-headed, pencil-necked dude is, like, popping caps and random creatures. It's Okay.
The worst part about this is we argue with how bad the game is, and you're like, I agree. This game's terrible.
Crap. Oh. Vote for the worst. That's the campaign idea this week.
Oh, man, okay. This is just...
This game is so unimaginative. Get this. One of the most common enemies in the game is a worm. Like... You shoot, like, you're a worm, like, you're Earthworm Jim, and you're shooting, like, these other green worms. Like, it's like, really, David A. Palmer? It's like, well, I literally cannot think of anything except the person I'm staring at, the protagonist here. They gave us what license to use? Earthworm Jim? Worm. All I can think is worm. I have no imagination. Let's put some worms in there. That's an actual thought process that might have happened. it's so bad. Oh, man.
You know what? I will say this in a growl. I do like the fact that you can pick up guns in a side-scrolling beat-em-up.
I wish you would have just stopped at picked up guns.
You can pick up guns.
Ah, see, Jason's all about the growl.
It's
okay.
You know what?
Okay.
I'm not all about the growl, but when my choice is Growl and Earthworm Jim, Menace to the Galaxy.
And don't you love animals?
Yeah.
When's the last time you played a game where the main character's motivation was to save?
That's true.
The animals.
Okay.
So you
poachers.
Save animals in yours. Well, in Eric's, you actually murder them.
Yeah. Animal murderer. Straight
wow.
up.
Wow.
And you're a terrible looking. It just bothers me.
Yeah. Like the whole experience.
This doesn't even look like Earthworm Jim.
It doesn't. It's a great. Like, case study in cognitive dissonance. Like, if you're a huge Earthworm Jim fan, and you had no idea this game exists, and you go to play it, you're like, what am I doing? What is this? And if you've never played an Earthworm Jim game, and you go to play this, you're like, what is this? There's no other game that has that effect on both crowds. Like, if you're a Sonic fan, and you play a Sonic game, you're like, okay, it's a crappy Sonic game. If you're a normal person who doesn't, like, super fan out over Sonic games, you're like, oh, this is interesting. But the Earthworm Jim, Menace to the Galaxy, unanimous. You wonder, what the heck is this? What in God's name is going on here?
Yes, what? It is the worst thing that's ever been brought to this podcast.
Okay, no, that's going a little far. I mean, you've brought, Jason.
No.
By your own admission, you've brought some stinkers.
Not as bad as this stinker.
The best looking sprite in the game is the stupid little pet things you gotta collect. They're like spinning
things.
Yeah,
they're
things.
Like donuts or Cheerios or who knows what they are.
They're actually animated.
They could be rings, like from Sonic. They could just blatantly ripped off Sonic.
Yeah.
I mean, David A. Palmer clearly had very little imagination.
Wow.
No offense, Mr. Palmer. Because, I mean, you did something I could never do, and that was get a game released on a major platform that millions of people could have had access to. Well, maybe I will do that sometime. Just release a cheap little quick PC game.
You know it's not a cheap PC game? Unreal Tournament.
Jason, you have no credibility this week because earlier in the podcast you said something about you hate speed, you hate fast games, you hate Sonic. And then points about
like
Unreal Tournament was because
I just
it's
hate
so
Sonic.
Darn fast. But okay, but Sonic's all about speed.
But it ties into my idea of why I like Jazz Jackrabbit, because it's speed and it has a gun. Unreal Tournament is a first-person shooter. It's fast and you have a gun.
I still think you're kind of a waffler on this. You really are the Fox News of retro
gaming. I do love waffles.
And Fox News.
No. God, no.
I mean...
What's wrong with Fox News, Jason?
Everything.
Oh, okay.
Literally everything.
The font choice for their logo is...
Yes, even that is wrong. Okay, so other than rescuing animals with rocket launchers and growl...
Norm, are you familiar with Narc?
Yeah.
I feel like growl is just like a watered-down Narc that didn't want to go all the way, you know? Because Narc...
No.
Narc, no, it's very similar... Narc also has a semi-political message exercised to the extreme with firearms. Like, you blow people into bloody chunks with rocket launchers on the name of the war on drugs. The only thing more ridiculous in the war on drugs is saving the animals.
No, this is not Narc.
It's kind of close. It's basically the same thing.
No.
There's hundreds of similarities.
No, this game has more meaning.
Well, please enlighten us.
And, you know, the chunks, when you throw the grenades and the chunks fly in the air, it's so satisfying. And, you know, the animals help you, too. Like, sometimes, elephants will stomp through the level and...
Oh, yeah.
You know, big cats and stuff. I mean, that's cool.
What happens if you accidentally shoot one?
You can't hurt them. See, they're on your side.
See, that's such a fake out. In Narc, you can kill anybody on screen. Narc goes all the way. With Narc, there's no compromise.
Really, I don't understand the character design in Growl.
Oh, that's because there
isn't, fighting...
Jason. In Growl, there is
no
character design, just to be clear.
You're fighting people wearing kind of like head wraps and robes. So, you know, something around the lines of traditional Middle Eastern wear. But mixed amongst them are people who, what I can only describe as looking like hookers.
Oh, so this game
it's
plays
these people
up
in mini skirts, high heels.
Wait. Does Norm's game have both a moral agenda and a racist one? Is Norm Fox News?
Uh-oh.
Norm, you can.
No.
You dirty rat. You're Fox News. You're Bill O'Reilly.
No. You know what?
I'm going to say this is the NBC of video games.
You are making ridiculous accusations with no evidence. So maybe you are Fox News, Eric.
I have to agree with him on that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, hey, you know, at least I have no fear of anyone taking my opinion seriously. Aw, crap, I am Fox News!
Go! You know what, and I think Fox in the Morning has that same backdrop, that poster you got there.
Yeah,
I think they got that.
Norm, only old people would be charmed by you. You're Fox News. I like this joke. This works. I like this.
Yeah, it's good.
Jason, you're stupid. Cool. You're Fox News.
No, the Unreal Tournament's great. Your game sucks. That's my argument.
What a lucid argument.
You admit yourself that your game sucks.
Okay, but it sucks an intentional artwork of suck.
No,
No.
I think it's just a bad game. They tried to make Earthworm Jim on a system that did not have the technology to
support it. That's what's glorious about it.
Support
it's gloriously ambitious.
So they didn't purposely make it bad. They just screwed up.
That's what makes it a real tragedy. Like, that's what makes it a great narrative of failure. Like, if you intend to do something stupid, that's just dumb. But what a story. Like David A. Palmer, I bet he was excited. I bet he was like, man, I get to make Earthworm Jim, Menace to the Galaxy on Game Boy. I'm gonna knock this out of the park. And then the end result. Oh, man. You know how, like, you see these YouTube videos of people falling, and you're like, that's awful. But then you catch yourself kind of snickering at it, because it is kind of funny. That's Earthworm Jim, Menace to the Galaxy.
Ugh.
You know what? I'm going to support Jason a little. I think Unreal Tournament's a great game.
I think Growl looks like it could be a great game. I'm going to try it.
It is awesome.
What are you two doing? If you like each other so much, why don't you just get married?
Maybe.
Then
maybe
we're definitely
we
not
that.
Fox News.
Maybe we can do that in Canada.
I
was going to go there, and then Jason took my punchline.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
You know, Jason and I had some moments. We shared a beer.
Came to my hometown.
Yeah.
Tell
me about I still need to remember the name of that beer. It was so good.
It's Alexander Keith's.
Yes. Yes.
I was doomed from the start.
Sorry, man.
Two on one. We've
shared beer together.
It's true. That's significant. Where's Hunter when I need him?
I know.
I nearly spilled a beer on him.
Nice.
That's truly relational there.
Totally.
Oh, good times.
Never, ever talk about Earthworm Jim, Menace to the Galaxy again.
Yeah, please don't.
But my
Your
game,
passion for how bad it is frightening.
Yeah.
My game actually has character. Like, when you look at my game, you're like, wow, this is something. There's something to this. But Unreal Tournament, you're like, what is this? Tournament-style first-person shooter?
You're like, wow, this is a really fun game.
Boring.
Kind of like Growl. Growl's a really fun game. You just pick it up, play, and you have fun.
Norm, okay.
Earthworm Jim, you question, why am I playing this? This isn't fun.
It's existential. It's
Where
meta.
Do I go? What
it's
do I do?
Hip. Hipsters love Earthworm Jim. It's the guy. Same hipsters know what's up.
No.
Also, no. Also, Norm, legitimately curious question here.
Okay.
I understand you went for a wild card pick.
Yeah.
But, okay. Of all the games, what? Why growl?
I wanted to surprise you.
But this is like one of those.
I could have
like...
gone the easy route. I could have said Advance Wars.
Okay,
the Game Boy Advance, because that's a amazing game. Okay, but I wanted to throw something out there. You know.
I mean, but this is like one of those bland surprises. Like it's not like a woo, whoa, like something. It's more of a really, huh?
So it's like
when you unwrap a great big old Christmas present box, and you dig through all the styrofoam peanuts. And you find a pair of socks. It's like, thanks, but socks.
No,
your
you know what it's like?
Game is the stinky socks in the arcade.
It's like when your mom says, I bought you Cocoa Puffs, and she opens up the grocery bag, and it's store brand Cocoa Puffs.
There's nothing wrong with store brand.
Come on. You know they taste a little different.
True. I mean, when you got down to when your family was buying cereal in a bag... That stuff will chemically
now,
alter you.
That now, as an adult, I don't care, but when I was a kid, I had standards with my cereal.
Wow. What a needy little kid. Man.
Yeah.
Tisk, tisk, you elitist monster. You are Fox News.
Fox News only gets brand name cereal.
I'm sure they do. Let's be honest. I asked for Cocoa Puffs back here. I don't know what to do. Some guy in the green room. Is that what it's called? A green room? I don't know anything about anything. Yeah, all I know, Norm, is that when you mentioned Advance Wars, we gained a viewer. So, good work.
Yeah, just keep talking about Advance Wars. That's a great game.
So, it's such a good game. Advance Wars is one of the best franchises Nintendo has put out.
Much
by
like
the way, started on the Famicom.
Jim. Earthworm Jim.
Famicom Wars.
Earthworm.
Started that whole series. Although my favorite is still the original Game Boy Advance one.
What, we just...
And we're done talking about Earthworm Jim.
No, Earthworm Jim is a great franchise.
No.
Great. Yes, it is. No. Really, Jason? You're saying Earthworm Jim isn't a great franchise?
No, I like
Earthworm
Jim.
You're the guy
here,
who
you know,
hates
let's say it...
Mega Man.
I know. Let's put it this way. Earthworm Jim has had a lot of misses.
He hasn't had that many. He's had like two.
Yeah,
Earthworm Jim 64, and now this Menace to the Galaxy.
Crap. Like, really, you got Earthworm Jim, Earthworm Jim 2, and then, yeah, so half of the games in the series are crap.
Okay, but, okay, let's get a little bit self-referential about the Retro Showdown, okay?
Yeah.
This week, I am shamelessly going... for the people who don't actually listen to the episode vote. Because let's face it, in the realm of name familiarity, I got you both beat. Nobody's ever heard of Growl. An Unreal Tournament, not really the
pretty much everyone has heard of Unreal Tournament. Yeah.
They have, but among the...
I will give you that retro gamers don't seem to like the PC titles.
Thank you. Yes, that's what I'm getting at in so many words.
So yes, you did make the sneaky choice, but you still made the wrong choice.
All I know is Hunter was winning everything in a row for a while. Then you were. It came out of nowhere and started dominating. It's my turn now. Just sit back and
no, I
watch
want that
the
back.
Throne.
You know what? I want Norman to win.
I don't care what
Yay.
You want. I mean, I like Norman. You know, he oils up real nice.
Real nice. Nice and slippery.
But this week is my week. You know why? Because I'm a menace to the galaxy.
Growl is going to win because people are going to say, oh, wow, what's that? They're going to look at it and be like, wow, that's really cool.
No, Norm.
That should win.
Norm, your game is the worst title ever.
Menace
Growl?
To the galaxy
yeah.
with the number two?
Oh,
menace to the galaxy?
Yeah. That's so 90s, guys. So 90s. Like Shaggy 2 dope 90s. So 90s, guys.
I hate you.
I mean, you can't hate me too much. I think we all picked a game from 1999, let's be honest. Oh, except Norm. His game's like old. Doesn't make any sense in context. But no, really, Growl is the most unimaginative name. Final arguments.
Mm-hmm. All right. My final argument is my game is not that crappy Earthworm Jim game.
It's not Earthworm Jim 3D.
That's a great argument.
Norm,
thanks.
Why should anyone vote for a game that, by its title, you would think you were playing as an animal?
Because it is a very unique game that not a lot of people know about.
True.
And it's very good. And it's not your average game because you're saving the animals and they help you. And it's fun, unlike Earthworm Jim Menace to the Galaxy.
Okay, you should vote for Earthworm Jim Menace to the Galaxy because, number one, it's an Earthworm Jim game.
No, it's not. It just has the brand.
Branding.
It's just a branding.
The brand, I'll take it. Number two, the level design is terrible. Like it's like let's grab a children's coloring book, flip to a random diagram inside of it, put the start at one end and the end at the other, put that on a screen. Good luck, player. Bad. It's that.
By the way,
what's up?
I'm going to tell all my followers, I'm going to make a YouTube video and put it on my channel and say, hey, could you guys just go to this link and vote for Growl, please?
I support this.
As long as you actually encourage them to listen to the episode. Like, as long
nope,
because they...
you don't want them to, because that's how you're trying to get your Earthworm Jim
votes. Yeah.
No, actually, you know what? Actually, let's be real here. The name familiarity works whether they listen to it or not. So if they listen to it, they might actually hear that my game is a bad game.
Throughout the whole episode, you've said how bad your game is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So why would you mind people listening?
People are supposed to vote for the best of those three games, right?
Mine is the best experience, the most memorable, the most unforgettable, the best bonding experience, the most whimsical.
It's
most
the
original.
Most forgettable.
Yes, it is the most
it is
forgettable.
Not you will never forget your trip to the galaxy of E to the J Menace.
Ugh.
Earthworm Jimmy. My home bro.
I hate you. I'm going to come down to Indie PopCon and just break your kneecaps.
My phone knees.
We're going to wear some masks and corner you.
Yeah. It's going to be like Hotline Miami, essentially.
Yep. I'll wear the chicken mask.
Yeah.
I think I'm a little turned on. Just kidding.
Ooh.
But that was turning strangely erotic, guys. Tone it down a little bit.
If we cornered you in those masks, you'd be turned on?
No, but I would want to film it just in case.
Okay.
Is that fair?
We could probably set that up.
I'll bring the mustard. And that's our showdown! Thanks for listening and or watching.
Vote for Growl.
Don't vote for Growl, or I will shank you.
Vote for anything but Earthworm Jim.
Yeah, you know, Jason and I are going to start an alliance. Just don't vote for Earthworm Jim.
All is fair in love and video games. As long as you do vote, I encourage you, vote on the episode page on onemorecastle.com. Support the music artist. I like Scott Silo. Download his track, pay him a buck or two. You can email us, podcast@onemorecastle.com. That's where we get our listener email discussion questions. Yours could be next. Indie PopCon is taking place in Indianapolis, Indiana, May 30th through June 1st. We will be there. One More Castle will be there. All three of us, actually. Me, Jason, and Eric Hunter. Not Norm. He's a loser. But please also remember that the live stream version of the podcast happens Thursday evenings, 7:30 p.m. Central. Always a fun time. I want to thank everyone for the great turnout tonight. A lot of people leaving comments. I want to give a shout-out to Jonathan Higgins, Dustin Faber, Captain Knucklehead, Valerie Minnick, Rizzard Core, Anime Joey 27. Hey to you as well. And who was that one who was here for the first time? Also, we had a couple of them. Yeah, Emily Louder, shout-out to you, too. Brent Jureski was around. Some name that appears to be written in Arabic. I don't know how to read it. I'm so sorry. But thanks all for watching. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's Nintendo_legend. I used to have a blog, NintendoLegend.com, where I was in the process of reviewing every NES game released in North America. I haven't updated it in a while. I need to get back to that. I really do. Jason, any reminders, plugs, shout-outs, hygiene tips?
You can follow me on Twitter @JasonLamb. You can also find me writing over at GeekExchange.com.
Yeah.
Do some tech stuff. Want to learn about some plastic made of shrimp? I got an article there for you.
Plastic
made
of
shrimp? Go check it out right now.
I'm intrigued. Heyo.
And always remember to brush your teeth.
Cool. Norm, any shout-outs, plugs, Italian restaurant recommendations?
Absolutely. You can follow me on Twitter at Gaming Historian. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Gaming Historian, where I talk about history of video games. But I'm kind of expanding. I'm going to expand a little more. I'm going to go over some games a little more, maybe do some more reviews. But yes, please follow me. Please don't vote for Earthworm Jim, Menace to the Galaxy. That's all I got.
Okay, cool. Once again, Eric Hunter is not here, but I actually do want to recommend his blog, IamEricM. It's an indie game review blog through the perspective of a retro gamer. He most recently, I actually read it. It's really cool. There's a roguelike first-person shooter, which really intrigued me, he talks about. So, yeah, let's check out his blog to read all about it. And Norm, a special thank you to you. Thanks for taking the time to join us tonight. Always a pleasure to have you, my friend.
Anytime. Love this podcast. Yeah,
I enjoy getting to meet you.
I just want my shirt. Fighting cheap cheeps.
We'll make it happen, my friend. It's actually we're not kidding. We actually are making a fighting cheap cheeps shirt. Literally, actually, going to be a thing. So,
and I get royalties.
Yep.
Yes.
Massive
royalties.
I'll never have to work again.
No.
As long as you keep pimping the shirt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I can do that.
Actually, if you pimp the shirt, I legitimately would be. Talk about this.
I want half of NintendoLegend.com.
Oh. And on that note,
no.
Listener. No. No, we can't. If you can maybe take it from Andrew, but I have a feeling his geek foo will outweigh yours. I mean, he can lock me out if he wants, let's be honest. He really is the wizard behind the curtain on this one. Remember, listeners, last but not least, you are a bad enough dude to rescue the president. See you next week.